So we were discussing in the morning the cycle of yajna, sacrifice. So there are two cycles in that. You could identify two cycles in that section which I mentioned. All those things were that is told in these verses.
It is there in
8.3. I told you to do it in this section. In this section there are two cycles.
And here that also I mean.
What is that?
One being the sacrifices, prescribed duty. And then you are satisfied. By satisfying then you are going to give rights. And by the rights will get grace. And one being you satisfied. By that again.
We have to put Lord also. Lord also gave, no? Lord gave the sacrifices, right or not? Lord gave the sacrifice. That verse also has to be included, no? Sahayajna praja srishtva purovach praja. Then, another cycle.
Can I do like this? Yajnas are the prescribed duties which are prescribed in the Vedas, and Vedas are transcendence, and the transcendence lies in the sacrifice itself. Then this will become cycle.
So 14th and 15th verse,
huh? 14th, 15th.
8.3. Yeah, but we are not discussing 8.3. We are discussing 3.10 to 3.6 in this section. You know, two cycles I have told you identify. That is okay. That is there. Okay, Hare Krishna. Good. So do that. So then next section is. You are a person on transcendental platform, performs it should be, no? Performs prescribed duties. To set an example. So that means for them it is not required to perform, but still they will perform. So we were seeing here, in a 16th verse purport of Prabhupada is hinting to this next section. We read, no? We are reading the purport. So what is there? There is no necessity of rigidly following the performances of prescribed yajnas for transcendentalists who are above vice and virtue. But those who are engaged in sense gratification require purification by above mentioned cycle of yajna performance. There are different kinds of activities. Those who are not Krishna conscious certainly engaged in sensory conscious. Therefore, they need to execute pious work. The yajna system is planned in such a way like that. No? Prabhupada goes on. Okay, so now. If you see this verse, you can make two sections also in this, 17 to 21 and 22 to 29. 17 to 21, so this one, and even Lord also performs prescribed duties, although it is not required for him. Perform. That is 27 to 29. So, okay. So text 17. Yastvatma ratirevasya dātma tuttasya mānavah ātmanevaja santuṣṣasya kāryam na vidyate. But for one who takes pleasure in the self, whose human life is one of self-realization, and who is satisfied in the self only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty. Yastvatma rativeva syad atma trupta shamanava atma neva cha santushta stasi sukaryam na vidyate. So, atma rati, atma trupta and atma santushta. These are the words which come in this verse. So, one who takes pleasure only in the pleasure in the self, and one who is just interested in self-realization and who is satisfied in the self only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty. So, such person there is no duty. Other day we were reading about perils of Babaji life. Who can take to Babaji life? So that kind of person is described. One who is on the stage of bhava, due to his practice of devotional service. So this is a person who is fully Krishna conscious. Here in the purport there are some things, you see. Anyway, I'll read. A person who is fully Krishna conscious and is fully satisfied by his acts in Krishna consciousness no longer has any duty to perform. You see, no? I was telling Virakti, nine symptoms of Bhava Bhakti are there. So, nine symptoms of Bhava Bhakti, one is Virakti. So such symptoms are more or less described here, you know, in this. Means basically Virakti is being described. A person who is fully Krishna, who is fully satisfied by his acts in Krishna consciousness, no longer has any duty to perform. Due to his being Krishna conscious, all impiety within is instantly cleansed. An effect of many, many, many thousands of yajna performances. So how he has attained to this state of fully cleansing everything? It is because of many, many thousands of yajna performances. We are not just simply satisfied with Krishna consciousness. Why? Because we need to become more Krishna conscious. We have to do more yajnas, means we have to do more chanting, we have to do more, attend more sankirtan, harinam. We have to hear more Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, do more services. In this way, all our impiety within is instantly cleansed. By such clearing of consciousness, one becomes fully confident of his eternal position in relationship with the Supreme. His duty thus becomes self-illuminated by the grace of the Lord, and therefore he no longer has any obligation. Here, by such clearing of consciousness, one becomes fully confident of his eternal position in relationship with the Supreme. What is the meaning of that? Understood. That means he has understood his relation with Supreme Lord. It is like Swarupa Siddhi, it is called. One who has, that happens generally between Asakti and Bhava stage. So bhava stage, one realizes his eternal relationship with Krishna. That is called Swarup Siddhi. His duty thus becomes self-illuminated by the grace of the Lord, and therefore he no longer has any obligation to the Vedic injunctions. Such a Krishna conscious person is no longer interested in material activities and no longer takes pleasure in material arrangements like wine, women and similar infatuations. So he is not attracted by women and all for sense enjoyment. So we were also discussing that who can stay as a brahmachari? Who can stay as a brahmachari? No, we were discussing his sadhana should be more intense and then his material propensities, which we were discussing, no? In other words, he should have, I was quoting Brahmacharya book, Maharaj mentioned that his desire to serve Guru and Krishna should be stronger than his material desires. So we were discussing on that point. Now here in the last line you see, he no longer takes pleasure in material arrangements like women, wine, women, similar infatuation. Now, either one has to be on bhava stage, So, on this kind of stage which is described in this verse, or he should lay down his life for the service of Guru. Then only he can be a brahmachari throughout life. So, what is the second alternative other than bhava? Second alternative is lay down his life. So I just want to, this life, I just want to serve Guru and Krishna. So like that we have to be. So then only we'll be. So see some comment here on this. An effect of many, many thousands of yajna performances, that means he has performed his prescribed duty for a long time. After a long time he has attained this state. Okay. There are some comments by Srila Prabhupada in the lectures. How can we take pleasure in self? As soon as we engage ourselves with the Supreme Self, that is enjoyment. Anandamayobhyasat. The Supreme Lord is joyful. If you associate with a joyful society or a joyful person, then automatically you become joyful. There is no necessity of becoming joyful separately. That association will make you joyful. If you mix with a society of criminals, automatically you become a criminal. There is no necessity of learning criminality separately. By association you will do that. Similarly, if you associate with Supreme Joyful Krishna, automatically you become joyful. This is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, here it is said, one who rejoices in, that rejoicing is the by association with the Supreme, and is satisfied with the Self only, with Self, myself, what I am, my identity is that I am eternal servant of God. So as soon as I engage myself in the service of God, that is my Self-realization. And if I enjoy that Self-realization, in that Self-realization, then I have no other duty. I have finished my duty, my sacrifice, and everything is complete. The other day we were narrating the story of Shukadeva Goswami. He was a very handsome 16-year-old boy. One day he was walking naked by the river, and the girls, who were also naked, were taking a bath. Realizing the saintliness and innocence of the young man, they were in no way embraced by their own nudity. Later on, his father Vyasadeva, the author of all Vedic literatures, was passing by. Because he was a worldly man, a householder. See, as soon as woman means, woman comes into your life, you become worldly man. These three things, two things, one is money and woman. That is a sign of a worldly man. So, Prabhupada writes, my father never wanted me to become a worldly man, earning money, he says. So, earning money means he is a worldly man. He didn't want me to become a materialistic person, worldly man, earning money, like that he says about his father. Because he was a worldly man, a householder, when the girls saw him, they covered themselves. So the stage of Shukadeva Goswami is Atmarati, self-satisfied, doesn't care for anything of the world. He is aloof from the world. We should not imitate Shukadeva Goswami and become naked. Lecture, BG 317-20, New York, 66. So, from this, from Shukadeva Goswami point of view, if you see, this verse is talking about Brahma Bhuta stage also. We were talking Bhava Bhakti, from bhakti point of view, it is bhava bhakti, you know, because in the purport itself, if you see, one who is confident in his eternal position in relation with the Supreme, so that is Swarup Siddhi, it is. So even those who are in Brahma Bhuta stage, like he was, when he was going naked, he was not a devotee. He was just on a Brahma Bhuta stage. He was a Brahmavadi. So, this is the verse. Okay, 18th verse.
Naiva tasya krite nato na kapitene ha kashana na jasya sarvabhuteshu kashana karvashya.
A self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill the discharge of prescribed duties, nor has he any reason not to perform such work, nor has he any need to depend on any other living being. A self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duties, nor has he any reason not to perform such work, nor has he any need to depend on any other living being. So naiva tasya krite nato na krite neha kashyata. He may perform prescribed duties also. Na chasya sarva bhuteshu kashyidartha vipashyaya. Nor he has any need to depend on either any living entity or other. So in the purport of example for this can be Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know. So he performed, he it was not necessary for him to perform prescribed duties, but he still performed prescribed duties. Okay, so I'll read the purport. As a self-realized man, no longer obliged to perform any prescribed duties, save and except activities in Krishna consciousness. A Krishna consciousness is not in activity either, as will be explained in the following verses. A Krishna conscious man does not need to take shelter of any person, man or demigod. Whatever he does is in Krishna consciousness is sufficient to discharge of his obligation. So there are some lecture quotes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that by chanting this Krishna Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
the first result will be that your heart will be cleared of the dust accumulated over many lifetimes in this material situation. Just like we are sitting in this lot in Bowery Street and dust is coming in the room and collecting layer upon layer, similarly by association of this material contamination, we have accumulated so much material dust in our heart. Our progress in spiritual life, our progress in spiritual realization is checked only because we have a misunderstanding of our identification. The identification is that I am this body. So lecture BZ 316, New York 66. A man may, so another quote, a man may consider himself to be very good man or very bad man. If he becomes Krishna conscious, then he is neither good man nor a bad man, but simply Krishna's man, and will always be ready to do whatever Krishna wants him to do. So this is lecture BZ 11.19, Los Angeles 68. So text 19.
Tasmadasakta satatam karyam karma samachara asasato yacharam karma param avnoti purushah.
Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. Tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto yacharan karma paramapnoti purushah. So paramapnoti purushah, param he defines here, you know. The Supreme in the purport, you see, the Supreme is the personality of Godhead for the devotees and liberation for the impersonalist. And then paramap, that is definition of param, and paramapnoti purushah, a person therefore acting for Krishna consciousness or in Krishna consciousness under proper guidance and without attachment to the results of work. This is the verse, you know. He is certainly making progress towards the supreme goal of life. And what is this without attachment or non-attached work? Prabhupada says, Arjuna is told that he should fight in the battle of Kurukshetra for the interest of Krishna, because Krishna wanted him to fight. To be a good man or a non-violent man is a personal attachment. But to act on behalf of the Supreme is to act without attachment for the result. That is perfect action of the highest degree, recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Vedic rituals, like prescribed sacrifices, are performed for purification of impious activities. So that were performed in the field of sense gratification. But action in Krishna consciousness is transcendental to the reactions of good or evil work. A Krishna conscious person has no attachment for the result but acts on behalf of Krishna alone. He engages in all kinds of activities but is completely non-attached. So this is non-attached work. Huh? Right? So what is that? Sanskrit, what is the word for Sanskrit? Asaptohya acharan. Asaptohya acharan. Or first, what is that? Tasmad asaktah satutam. Asakta means what? Prabhupada nicely explains. Very nice. He explains param. He explains paramapnoti purushaha. And he explains so detached work. Then there is a quote from lecture. For the impersonalist, the impersonal Brahman effulgence is the supreme, just like light. When you come to the sunshine, that is light. But the devotees are not satisfied with the sunshine only. They want to penetrate into the sun planet and see the sun god. That is the devotee's position. One who cannot do so is satisfied with the sunshine. Lecture BG 3.1830, Los Angeles. One point I wanted to tell, you see, if you read all these things, we are not going into detail about all these things, because these perfected beings are described here. We are not on that level, so it doesn't give so much, there is no elaborate purport here. Why? Because this is something which is rarely attained, it is, after many performance of many sacrifices. So when we are in this level, then we will relish all these purports, purports and these verses. So we are now, because of our being in lower platform, we are not able to relate what is being described here, right? So we will tell, oh, Swarup Siddhi, what is Swarup Siddhi, but only until we experience that, then only these verses will give and purports will give us juice, actually. So that's why we'll just read. We can just worship these things. This is very great thing which we have to know these things. So text 20.
Karmanengari samsiddhim asita janakalaya loka sangraha vivabhi sampashyam kartum arhasi.
Things just as Janaka attained perfection solely by performance of prescribed duties. Therefore, just for the sake of educating people in general, you should perform your work. Arjuna was basically, he was also on transcendental platform. He was also self-satisfied. He is just devotee of Krishna, eternal associate of Krishna. For him, what is their prescribed duty and all these things in this world? What is there to attain for him? Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. He doesn't know. So Krishna is telling in this verse, just for the teaching people you do, just like Janaka Adaya, they did it like that. Kings like Janaka were all self-realized souls. Consequently, they had no obligation to perform the prescribed duties in the Vedas. Nonetheless, they performed all prescribed activities just to set examples for people in general. Janaka was one of the Mahajana, right? So, Janaka was the father of Sita and father-in-law of Lord Rama, Lord Sri Rama. Being a great devotee of the Lord, he was transcendentally situated. But because he was the king of Mithila, subdivision of Bihar province in India, he had to teach his subjects how to perform prescribed duties. Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Lord's eternal friend, had no need to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra, but they fought to teach people in general that violence is also necessary in a situation where good arguments fail. Right or not? So when good arguments fail, violence is necessary. So, right? One day Kshatriya movement has to start. So, before the battle of Kurukshetra, every effort was made to avoid war, even the supreme person. This has to be, like we were discussing about jihad or Islamic State. We should try to avoid. Look, this is important. We have to establish religious law. Everything has to be made in the end of war violence. Last thing, last shelter. When arguments fail, violence is necessary, like that. When good arguments fail. So, for such a right cause, there is a necessity for fighting. Although one who is situated in Krishna consciousness may not have any interest in the world, he still works to teach the public how to live and how to act. Experienced person in Krishna consciousness can act in such a way that others will follow. This is explained in the following verse. Following verse means, yadev acharati sreshtas tatta devetaro jana sayat pramanam kurte lokastad anuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. This is one verse for preaching to politicians, you see, right? Yadev acharati sreshtha. Although they are not sreshtha rascals. Idiot number one, they are. Demon number one, rascal number one. So, anyway, still we have to tell, oh, you are sreshtha. But take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. You know that verse, no? Sadhava, oh great personality. You are very saintly and very religious. Please take shelter. Give up all your so-called religiousness and take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. You know that verse? You don't know that verse? Don't know that? That is quoted or not? I also forgot that verse. Very nice verse. Prabodha Mishkosri. There is only one verse quoted in this Sadhava, that is so much Prabhupada he quoted. I forgot to bring it up. Okay, I thought it is there. You don't know that verse? It's very nice verse. Find that verse. Okay, we'll find it. Morning I was supposed to tell some other verse, something like that. Which one? That is there in my Vedas notes. So, okay, this Yadyad Acharati Sreshtas Tata Devetara Jana Sayat Pramanam Kurute Lokasadhanu Vartate. A spiritual master is called as Acharya. In Vayu Purana, Acharya word is defined. Achinoti yah shastrartam acharya sthapayatyapi swayam acharate yasmat acharya sthena kirtitah. So Prabhupada quoted this verse also. That is not there actually. That is Achinoti yah shastrartam acharya sthapayatyapi swayam acharate yasmat acharya sthena kirtitah. So by following himself, swayam acharate yasmad means by his own example, he preaches the conclusions of the shastra artha, and establishes the conclusions of the shastra in the society. So he is called as acharya. So it was famously spoken about. One academic scholar, he wrote about Srila Prabhupada. It was Harvey Cox or something. So he walks his talks, he said. So he should walk his talk. Then only he is acharya, right or not? So he cannot be acharya otherwise. So and such acharyas are followed by others. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scripture, to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scripture. The revealed scripture like Manu Samhita and similar others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard Shastras. Basically what I was telling, quoting from Vayu Purana, Achinoti yah shastrartham, that is what is given here. A teacher cannot manufacture the rules against the principles of revealed scripture. Revealed scriptures like Manu Samhita and other similar others are considered standard books to be followed by human society. But Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam are even superior to Manu Samhita. But more or less same things will be told in every scripture. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam. Japa, I was supposed to make some notes on the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on principles of such standard shastras. One should desire to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the process of great teachers. Anyone knows which verse? And that is the way of the progress on the path of spiritual realization. So here, who are the leaders? The king or the executive head of a state, the father and school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. A teacher should know Shastra, right? Guru should know Shastra. So, he has a great responsibility to teach from Shastra. So Guru means he teaches. So generally people they have the image of Guru as a blessing machine. Huh? Guru as a blessing machine. So we may make some fanfare of Guru. We may think of him as some celebrity. Outside some celebrities would be there, no, in material society. No, he is a teacher. He teaches. Sanatan Goswami spoke to Haridas. He teaches from Shastra by his own example. Yeah. Sanatan Goswami spoke to Haridas Thakur. Some people behave very well but do not preach. Others preach but do not behave properly. You simultaneously perform both duties in relationship with the Holy Name by your personal behavior and your preaching. You know that verse, no? So that verse, yeah. Therefore, you are a spiritual teacher of entire world, for you are the most advanced devotee of the Lord. Jagatera Arya, it is told in the end. Sanatana Goswami was telling about glorifying Haridas Thakur. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya 4.102-103. So text 22, we'll just complete our Krishna Shaitra leaves now, right? You have to arrange some things in advance, then you can stay longer. Anyway, we will not have daily language. So, text 22. Tomorrow is... So, 20 verses. Okay, we will read this. Then from this verse onwards, Krishna speaks about how there is no prescribed duty for him, but still he performs, just to set an example. This will bring us to another point, which is very important point to know about the Supreme Lord. How Lord Krishna is beyond the three modes of material nature. And he is beyond law of karma also. He is not subject to law of karma. Now, if someone is beyond three modes of material nature, then where is the question of prescribed duty for him, right? So, prescribed duties are assigned according to one's modes of nature. So, the mortal beings, living entities who are subject to three modes, they have to perform prescribed duties. Lord is beyond three modes of material. So this leads us to the conclusion that he is beyond Varnashrama also. He is the creator of Varnashrama, but he himself is not subject to Varnashrama. Still he follows Dharma, Varnashrama Dharma, and he comes to establish Varnashrama Dharma. So Name Parthasti Kartavyam Trishu Lokeshu Kinchana O son of Pratha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor am I in want of anything, nor have I need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described. So he doesn't have any work to do. So here this quote is there from Svetashvatara Upanishad. So this Svetashvatara Upanishad, which tells of many attributes of the Lord. So many attributes of the Lord. And in the end it says that so many characters, what is his position? Who is he? And how he has manifold potencies which automatically do all the work for him. So Tam Ishvaranam Paramam Maheshwaram. He is Supreme Isha. He is Paramam Maheshwaram. Tab Devatanam Paramam Chadaivatam. Patim Patinam Paramam Parastad. Vidama Devam Bhuvanesham Idyam. Natasya Karyam Karanam Chavidyate. Natat Samasya Vedikash Chatrishyate. Parasha Shakti Vividaiva Shuyate. Swabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. The Supreme Lord is the controller of all other controllers. He is the greatest of all diverse planetary leaders. devatanam, planetary leaders. So everyone is under his control. All the entities are delegated with particular power only by the Supreme Lord. They are not the Supreme themselves. He is also worshipable by all demigods. And he is the Supreme Director of all directors. Therefore, he is transcendental to all kinds of material leaders and controllers and is worshipable by all. There is no one greater than him, and he is the supreme cause of all causes. He does not possess bodily form like that of an ordinary living entity. There is no difference between his body and his soul. He is absolute. All his senses are transcendental, and any one of his senses can perform the action of any other sense. Therefore, no one is greater than him, equal to him. His potencies are multifarious, and thus his deeds are automatically performed as a natural sequence. Now, particularly this verse is quoted because in this verse there is a, these two verses are, in the 8th verse you see, Natasya karyam karnam cha vidyate. So what is the meaning of that? He does not have to perform any activities. He doesn't have anything to be performed. So Natasya karyam karnam cha vidyate. So similarly, same thing Krishna is himself is telling here. Name parthasya kartavyam trishu lokesh kanchana. Name parthasya kartavyam and natasya karnam karnam cha vidyate. They are equivalents. So I was telling, no, how verses are quoted. Similarities, equivalents are chosen based on that. So this verses are quoted in the Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, you know, he says that since everything is a full of opulence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is existing in full truth, there is no duty for the Personality of Godhead to perform. One who must receive the results of work has some designated duty, but one who has nothing to achieve within the three planetary systems certainly has no duty. So what Krishna says, what Prabhupada is telling, because he is full of all six opulences, what is there for him to attain in this world? Why we perform prescribed duties? We have some material desires to fulfill. One who is already full in himself, what is there for him to attain? And yet Lord Krishna is engaged on the battlefield of Kurukshetra as the leader of the Kshatriyas, because Kshatriyas are duty-bound to give protection to the distressed. So although he is above all regulations of the revealed scriptures, he does not do anything that violates the revealed scriptures. So he has nothing to achieve, therefore he has no prescribed duties. And because he has no prescribed duties, therefore he is beyond Varnashrama. But still he is acting as the leader of Kshatriyas here on the battlefield of Kurukshetra for protecting. So, and because he is free from Varnashrama, he is transcendental to three modes of material nature, which I was discussing. So, one of the, you know, I gave one seminar, Krishna the Supreme Absolute Truth. One of the points was that Krishna is beyond the three modes of material nature. Therefore, he is Supreme Absolute Truth. Although he is above all regulations of the revealed scripture, he does not do anything that violates the revealed scriptures. So, this is discussed in the next verse. So, we will read next verse.
Yadihayam navarteham jatu karmanyati dritaha mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashaha.
Okay, so... For if I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. So in order to keep the balance, of social tranquility for progress in spiritual life, there are traditional family usages. Meant for every civilized man. Where this is discussed before this in Bhagavad Gita? कुलक्षये प्रणश्यन्ति कुलधर्मा सनातना धर्मे नष्टे कुलं कृष्णं अधर्मो विभवात् अधर्मो भवात् कृष्ण प्रदुष्यन्ति कुलश्रियः श्रीसुदुष्टाशुवात् जायते वर्णशङ्करः. Another point comes here is that how Lord is the father of Dharma. So he protects Dharma by his own following and setting example. Although such rules and regulations are for the conditioned soul, not Lord Krishna, because he descended to establish the principles of religion, he followed the prescribed rules. So in the next chapter he will say that how he comes to establish religion, dharma. That means he comes to establish Varnashram dharma. We should remember that. So Varnashram dharma is not just mission. It is a necessity for conditioned souls. It is a mission of all our acharyas. It is a mission of Lord Krishna also. Otherwise, common men would follow in his footsteps because he is the greatest authority. From Srimad Bhagavatam, it is understood that Krishna was performing all the religious duties at home and out of home as required of a householder. Okay, so Krishna was performing all these duties as a householder. I was supposed to read from Krishna book. In Srimad Bhagavatam 20 verses they describe this, Krishna, how he was performing different duties. In one chapter and in Krishna book Prabhupada has explained that. So I just missed it last moment, which book. So we'll read that tomorrow. Utsideyori me loka na kuryam khartma yachedaham sankarasya chakartasyam upahanyam if I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put into ruination. I would be cause of created unwanted population and I would therefore destroy the peace of all living beings. So now you see in the first chapter what is the Just I'll finish this verse because I want to use. So in the first verse, first chapter we read, what was Arjuna's argument? Arjuna's argument was that if we fight in this battle, then we are going to create Varna Sankara. Dharma will be destroyed. Therefore, what Krishna is putting the opposite argument. If you do not follow the prescribed duty and fight in this battle, then Varna Sankara will be Varna Sankara will happen in the society. In this way he is referring. We'll discuss this point tomorrow so that he also can attend. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Any questions, comments?
So you are explaining that we perform our prescribed duties to attain somebody, achieve some material desires. But
Krishna himself says, I don't have anything to attain here.
But do the karma yogis perform prescribed duties to their offering result of their action to Krishna? So in that way they are not acting for their own sense material. So
in the beginning they may not be, but when he attains liberation, it is told, that is 5th chapter, how a karma yogi attains liberation by knowledge, by performing prescribed duties. So that is 5th chapter, it is discussed. In the beginning they may not be above 3 modes of material nature. That's why they are following that they have. What is the difference between karma and bhakti yoga? Karma yoga and bhakti yoga. Now in bhakti yoga also we are doing for Krishna only, right? Every activity we are doing for Krishna. What is the difference then? Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, what is the difference?
Karma Yoga, we do and after Bhakti Yoga, we do after.
So basically, because of our material nature, we have attachment to particular activity. So then we dovetail it to Krishna, that is Karma Yoga. You got the idea? That means Daiva Varnashram basically. So you have a nature of being Kshatriya, you have a nature of being Brahmana. Yeah, so you engage that in Krishna service. That is Karma Yoga. So but a devotee means he would be willing to do anything which Krishna wants to. Once he is ready to do anything. He will do sweeping also. He will do book distribution. He will do anything for Krishna, whatever it is required. Cleaning toilets. Cleaning the floor of the temple. So that is a devotee. So you got the idea. So when we talk about attachment to the work, that means he is within the modes of nature. Then, what else?
No, this, one should not accept Babaji Raj Chandra until he is in Bhava stage. Would be, like, in Bhava stage also there is chance of fall down. So even at that stage also Babaji Raj should not be taken.
Generally it is rare, there is no chance like that. In Bhava stage we don't follow. After Anartha Nivritti is over, then Anarthas no more become no obstacle because like Prabhupada said, devotional service drags us to perfection. He is just afterwards, it just pulls him. Nishtha means steadiness. There are no ups and downs in that life. And Ruchi means he gets so much taste. So, he just becomes easy, no? Devotional service. So, only rarely one may, if he, one is not careful, no? there is example like Bharat Maharaj, he was on Bhava state. No? But there is also some history behind that. Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Rasa Sandarbha, he explained that previously he had done some offense. What are the contamination which revived? He had done some offense to a devotee in previous life. So therefore, that contamination, that offense, anarthas due, which are born due to that offense were there even on the stage of bhava. Therefore he fell down. Jiva Goswami analyzes that in Bhakti Sandarbha. And in one place Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says there are four sources of anarthas. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya are born from four sources. One is by doing pious activities. Sukrutotta they are called as. And second one is Dushkrutotta by doing sinful activities. We will discuss them in detail in when we are studying NOI, NORI. And then third is Bhakti Yota, Anarthas born of Bhakti. That means imperfect Bhakti. With offenses we do Bhakti, no? Right or not? And then Aparadota. Aparadota means those imperfect bhakti means without following any rules and regulations properly. We make many mistakes. And aparadota means anartha's born of offenses to devotees. So they are the last one, this aparadota. Now you see, these nine stages we were discussing, no? Nine stages of Bhagavad Gita study. So, we discussed that all the stages are not that they will end there. Shraddha will go on increasing up to Bhava stage. Sadhu Sangha will not end there. You will go on taking Sadhu Sangha. And Bhajana Kriya, you will go on doing Bhajana Kriya. It's not that you came to Nishtha, then you stopped Bhajana Kriya. Right or not? These nine. And similarly, Anartha Nivritti also goes on. Major portion of Anarthas get destroyed in Anartha Nivritti stage. But some portions will go on remaining. And those which are anarthas, which are born of, you know, offending devotees, will be there at the stage of bhava also. So they may become, you know, so So that's why it is also discriminated with a prema, because in prema there is no question of contamination. But then also there may be slight there also, because you see, among the four kinds of gopis, one kind of, there are four kinds of gopis, you will read that in 10th kind of Bhagavatam. Some gopis could not go to Krishna's rasa lila. Their relatives stopped them. You have read in Krishna Mukanda. So why? Because there were some residual contamination, and because of separation, feeling separation from Krishna, they became purified. They left their material body there and then joined rasa lila. So like that it is. That intense separation from Krishna purified them. So like that. But generally it is. In general, it is not understood that there are no contaminations in prema. That's why these both are sadhya. Sadhana is to attain bhava. Why prema and bhava are discriminated, although they are both sadhya? Because there are some contaminations in prema. So generally, they don't become stuck. Okay?
How to avoid these offenses?
Like that you cannot say, now also you are joining ashram, oh, and what will happen to me, follow? You have to have faith in Krishna and go on, no? Like or not? In the production. Yeah, so what are you saying? How to offense?
So how to avoid offenses with devotees? Like, because many times we may not remind me doing our service, but then other devotees may see it as different way, or
yeah, that is his mental concoction. No, different way means you have to have knowledge. What is offense to devotee, and what is my proper behavior? Everything you should have knowledge. If you have knowledge, then you will not do offense. You got the idea? Then also there may be chances, because in the material world this is always like that. Fire burns without being set by anyone. Then what to do? You have to depend on Krishna. We have to try to clarify things, take help of other devotees. So like that you have to sort it. Ultimately you have to offer obeisances and go back for it. Like Parikshit Maharaj did before dying, right? Vancha kalpataru vashya kripa sindhu vayavasi. Prabhupada also did that, no? Right? He used to, many devotees used to come to meet him, his god brothers and all, everyone. So while preaching I committed a lot of offenses to all of you. Now I am asking for you. Hare Krishna, that's the word. Okay, any other question?
Oh, Krishna is always expanding. No, he himself cannot understand him. And we are also his part and parcel.
Call those boys, we will have a meeting here only now. Quickly, what is there? One of you can call, go.
Yeah. So we are also expanding too. Krishna is always expanding. We are also expanding ourselves, so we are also expanding in any respect.
No. What happened? Krishna is expanding, then?
We are his part and parcel. So we are also expanding in any respect.
You are expanding, no? In the material world by the children. In your many lifetimes, you must have given a lot of births. As a man, as a woman, as a, I don't know, so many, as a cow, whatever. There is some examples in the Shastra that how, you know, they expand. But we cannot expand like unlimitedly like Lord, because we are minor. So yogis have yoga siddhi. They can assume many forms. Generally, there is a yoga siddhi by which one can assume 8 number of forms. And 8 ashish they will become. But the difference with such a yogi expanding and Lord's expanding is that so that each of those forms will do only one activity. But Lord can perform simultaneously different activities. Like we see, no? Narada Muni went to in Dwaraka, visited Lord Krishna in Dwaraka. In each palace he was doing different activities. Like that. I think Saubari Muni, there is a example, he expanded into 50 forms. 50 forms, huh? 9 forms or 50 forms?
More than
the
Jiva can expand
more than that. They cannot expand. But that one example is there something.
And Kradamuni.
Kradamuni expanded how
many? Nine times to satisfy.
Okay. Anything else?
Proof is Acharya verse is Krishna is telling, and next verse is telling that I also follow prescribed duties. But then this is in contradiction with his performing Ras Leela.
Wow, I had noted it down in my notes. So, how do you say that it is against the principles of Dharma? Ras Leela performing. Prabhupada in the purport he writes, Krishna never violates scriptures like that, he said. How it is?
Who's Arjuna's husband?
Oh, question.
But religion, like what is religion, dharma in this world it is, according to Vedas? That he has to establish. He follows all the rules and regulations. But there in Rasa it appears to be breaking all the rules. And there we say because he's above the rules and regulations of this world.
No. In one sense it is a... You see... there is also description that is explained by our Vaishnava Acharyas. I don't know, it's not in in one of the commentaries Acharyas. Many Acharyas have commented in their commentaries in 10th canto of Bhagavatam on that section, Ras Leela section. So they explain how they were, they had a Gandharva marriage of these gopis with Krishna in the forest. So they are as good as his wives actually. And most of them were, when he performed Ras Leela, some of them were married, all others were unmarried. So, now if you go into the details of Ras Leela, then everything fits into Dharma. So, they had Gandharva marriage, Krishna, with all the gopis. And those gopis who were already married, anyway, they left their material bodies and came to Krishna in their spiritual body. So if you go into all the details, it exactly fits into Dharma. Therefore, he doesn't violate any scriptures.
So, a person, like when he reads these words, like beginners, then an outside person, they will ask this question.
When he asks this question, and when we answer from the Shastra, he has to accept it. Why? Because if he is talking about questioning Ras Leela, that means he accepts the descriptions of Ras Leela which are given in the Shastra. That means he is accepting the authority of the Shastra. So when you answer from Shastra, he has to accept.
That is...
You
got the idea? That is... But here the point is...
But most of these guys who ask, they want to just blame Krishna. Therefore, first question you should ask. I gave a seminar on that. In VIT, I gave a seminar, no, right? On controversial pastimes of Krishna, right? So I gave a seminar. The first point is, from whom we should hear this Rasa Leela? It should be heard in Parampara. One of the arguments which Prabhupada gives. I took all the quotes on Rasa Leela, Prabhupada quotes, and I was explaining. So, the first thing is, this pastime should be heard from Parampara. That is the first argument which Prabhupada gives. Okay, anything else?
Okay. 3 point.
Yeah, you tell.
In 3.16, it is written that indirectly it is the practice of Krishna consciousness, because when one masters the performance of yajnas, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. But if by performing yajnas one does not become Krishna conscious, such principles are counted only as moral code. So by what? So what are these types of yajnas? How do we understand that? Even by performing, we'll just be doing moral codes and we will not reach the ultimate.
Just pious activities. So, they are all Trigunya Vishaya, described in the Vedas. In that purport, no? That 2.40, 2.43, every words of the Vedas, so many pious activities are given. And especially when we talk about moral codes, they are from Dharma Shastras. like Manusamhita and other some, you know, Yajnavalkya Samhita, Parashara Samhita, well, Parashara Smriti and all verses were quoted, no? Mahabharata and all. So they all give moral codes. They're all right. What one has to do, what is the Dharma, Kshatriya, what is, you know, all these things. Okay. So we'll stop here. If you have questions, you note down. We'll discuss because we have to meet these guys. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.